Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bev Potter, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Never Ask a 5-Year-Old to Pray. It's an hour of your life you'll never get back. My Uncle Clyde was a devoutly religious man. He was also a professor. The combination is deadly. Uncle Clyde had a deep, commanding voice and a demeanor that could suck all the joy out of a room in seconds. Clyde was my mother's brother, and he had 3 sons, my cousins, who were all 1,000 years older than me. The eldest was a carbon copy of Uncle Clyde. He married a woman who put water on their daughter's cereal because she didn't want her to get fat. The next son flaked out and became a permanent student. I think he's a forest ranger or something in Colorado. The third son was fractionally closer to my age and was my only hope of entertainment. When they came to visit us on the farm, he gamely allowed me to tie him to objects with binder twine and walk away giggling like a maniac. Every Thanksgiving or Christmas of my childhood was cursed by a visit to Uncle Clyde's house. After suffering through a 2-hour drive in my best, most uncomfortable clothes, we arrived at Uncle Clyde's suburban street. We might as well have been traveling up the Mekong Delta to find Colonel Kurtz. There were no cell phones then, no tablets, no computers, no reprieve. I would have liked to play with their cat Binky, but Binky had sent Uncle Clyde to the hospital once. Binky was an obese ball of pure evil who never came out of hiding when strangers visited. I was probably 5 or 6 years old on one such Thanksgiving and bored out of my mind, bored in the way that only small children can be bored when suffering under the iron-fisted regime of a house that is not their own. Finally, after what seemed like years, I was ecstatic to learn that dinner was about to be served, which meant I was that much closer to escape, and I could take my seat at the table. As I waited expectantly for the traditional turkey drumstick to appear on my plate, the impossible happened. Uncle Clyde turned to me and said, "Bev, why don't you say grace?" Time stopped. I looked at my mom. No help there. My dad was as miserable as I was and just wanted the whole thing over with. Now, Uncle Clyde had clearly confused us with a much more religious family. My mom dragged me to Sunday school every week, but we were not a saying grace kind of family. We were more a start eating as soon as the food loses downward velocity sort of family. Trying desperately to remember what I'd heard in the way of grace before that moment, I plumbed the depths of my smooth, mostly empty 5-year-old brain and dived in. Thank you, God, for the birds. Things proceeded in that vein for the next 5 minutes. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it probably involved my dog, my stuffed animals, and possibly my imaginary friends, who were as in need of redemption as anybody else. I don't know how I ended my soliloquy, but I probably just tapered off, badly, since that appears to be my style. On the plus side, I was never asked to say grace again. But I honestly believe my terror of public speaking originated in that moment. The disappointment in my uncle's voice when he thanked me was obvious. I had failed some test I didn't know I was taking. This became the story of my life. Uncle Clyde died of a brain tumor. He served in the Navy and did a tour of duty in the Pacific during World War II. I imagine him being exposed to nuclear bomb testing in the run-up to Hiroshima, which planted uranium isotopes in his brain and eventually killed him. I have no way of knowing this, of course, but it seems heroic. My mom and her brothers and sister had it very, very tough growing up. They were born during the Depression and raised deep in the hills of Kentucky. None of them had a lot to laugh about. I'm sorry I dreaded seeing you, Uncle Clyde, and I hope you and Binky are hiding together in heaven. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.